Hosea chapter 10. Israel is an empty vine. He brings forth root to himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided, and now will they be found faulty. He will break down their altars. He will spoil their images. For now will they say, "We have no king, because we did not fear Yahweh. What then should a king do to us?" And they've spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Thus judgment springs up like hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria will fear because of the calves of Beth-Aven, for the people of it will mourn over it, and the priests of it who rejoiced on it for the honor of it, because it is departed from it. It will also be carried to Assyria for a present to King Yerub. Ephraim will receive shame, and Israel will be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off like the foam upon the water. The high places also of Avon, the sin of Israel, will be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle will come up upon their altars, and they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall upon us." O Israel, you have sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood. The battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people will be gathered against them, and when they will bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is like a heifer that is taught and loves to tread at the corn, but I passed over upon her fair neck. I will make Ephraim to ride. Yehuda will plow, and Jacob will break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh until he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You've eaten the fruit of lies, because you did not trust in your way in the multitude of your mighty men. And for this reason will a tumult arise amongst your people, and all your fortresses will be spoiled, as Shalmon spoiled Beth-Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So will Bethel do to you because of your great wickedness. In a morning will the king of Israel utterly be cut off. End of chapter.